Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
You're happily retired now.
Hooray for you.
Happily retired now.
Well, I guess some people may be doing a little dance when they retire, but maybe fewer people than you think. And that's because maybe they haven't saved enough money, and how they save it is changing. Let's get into that with Frederick Axeter. He is the head of the Institutional Client Group out at Wells Fargo Asset Management, based in San Francisco, here with me in New York City in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio today. So great to have you with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you have done a retirement study, your 10th annual, Wells Fargo's 10th annual. And I have to say, reading through some of the details of it, there are some things that really jump out, most notably how much money people have saved by generation, or in some cases, not saved.
That's exactly right. I mean, we're seeing a fundamental shift in the retirement landscape with more and more responsibility to all of us. We have to fund our own retirement. So interestingly, 86% of today's retirees are saying that that either Social Security or a traditional pension plan is a primary source of income in retirement.
86%.
And then that, of course, goes down dramatically for younger generations.
Yeah.
And that brings us to your question of the mismatch between savings and safety, what people have saved and what they perceive they will need to have a safe retirement. So take Generation X as an example. On average, they've saved $66,000, and they say that they will need $750,000 in order to safely retire. It's 11 times more.
Wow. So is the mismatch owing to people saying just not getting it? I mean, I have to say, many thanks to my wife for this and our financial planner, like, we're pretty maniacal about it. And, you know, a lot of it is about just the math of, okay, save now and it grows, and hopefully with markets cooperating and things like that. But why aren't people saving? Is it that they can't, or that they just don't?
I think it's always a combination, but it's, you know, we have to kind of step back and say that most people, they don't have the knowledge or interest or time, you know, to also save. It's difficult. But what we find is that when people have a combination of a long-term financial goal and a sense of taking action, what we call when people are in the planning mindset, extraordinary things happen. That's when you see a real change in terms of savings behavior and just success from a financial standpoint.
And so, are you seeing the next generation? So I'm Generation X. Are the younger generations than me saving more, less? How is it trending?
The trend is in many ways favorable. Actually, Generation X stands out as the most vulnerable generation. We're kind of sandwiched in between two systems of having a traditional defined benefit plan or auto-enrollment and automatically be enrolled in plans for young generations. So millennials, for example, they started saving 6 years earlier than Generation X. So they're better off from that standpoint. There are more of them that feel like they're on track for a secure retirement as well. Almost in every way, they're a little bit better off than Generation X.
And is that in part because companies are doing a better job, essentially sort of making it more obvious and clearer what their employees need to do?
Yes, that's exactly it. I mean, more and more companies now are saying that as soon as you start working there, you're automatically enrolled.
You don't have a choice.
Do nothing, and you still have a sense of taking action.
Right. And so what else needs to be done? What's the best single piece of advice you can give somebody if they're listening to this and they say, I'm Gen X, I'm right where you're talking about or on the lower end. Is it just about kind of taking that first step? What do they need to do?
Yeah, the answer. I mean, we find, again, this planning mindset, combination of a long-term goal and a sense of taking action. When you do that, extraordinary things happen. I mean, that's when you have more than twice the savings. You have twice as likely to say you're on track for a secure retirement. So whatever you can do, sit down, establish a financial plan, mm-hmm. you know, that long-term goal. Try to find ways to take action. I mean, maybe that's enroll in your 401k plan or start saving a little bit more. Start paying down debt.
Right.
Debt is a big problem as well. So start taking action so that it's less overwhelming.
Right. All right. Very, very good advice and a survey worth checking out because it really sort of lays it all out very nicely. Frederick Exeter is head of the institutional client group, at Wells Fargo Asset Management, based out in the city by the bay, San Francisco, here in New York City today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.